The conference will now begin.
Okay, so everyone, welcome. Very exciting for Hashem to get to learn in the middle of the day together. And even though it's a tinus, it's Erev Purim, so that's very, very exciting. So we should all take a deep breath. Leave the weekday, enter into the Kedusha of Purim, into the Kedusha of Nekudas Tovus, so really nothing. So we left off last week. We were discussing again Zamra, Torah Resh Pei Beis Rabbi Nachman. That's the Hagdama to this halacha. And that Hagdama is teaching us a very big yisod. The big yisod is to find the Nekudas Tovus in our lives, to look for more and more Nekudas Tovus. It has to be. If a person is alive, by definition, he has to have a Nekudas Tovus. Has to have. And he has many. And for a person to get out of the choshech, to go into the light, to get into the light, to get into the simcha, you have to find that tov. Or ki tov, the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tov, and the kudus tov is of good. So we said last week, we ended off on page 24, that when a person finds this tovos, it's like he has nigunim. He's making nigunim in his life. And the person, he says in the last paragraph of 24, Mishi Yachol Zos, anybody who could find a Nekuda Tova with himself, and he could find many Nekuda Tovas within himself, and then he could find ultimately Nekuda Tovas even in Rishayim, he is able to find Nekuda Tovas in Rishayim, or as he said last week, not just Rishayim, but let's say people that bother you, that annoy you, people at work, maybe a spouse, maybe a child, but to find Nekuda Tovas within them, then you become a leader. So 24 on the bottom, he ended off with Mishi Yachol Zos, whoever could find Nekudas Tovas in other people. Limsa Nekudas Tova, Afil B'Poshe Yisrael, you could find Nekudas Tovas, even those who are Poshe Yisrael, those who are sinners. Hu Yachol Yachavim, you become the head of the Tzil, the Chavim, with Spalos Me'amud, and you can daven before the Amud, because then you get to, because you're able to raise up the Nekudas Tova in each person, which is the Nigin within each person, that's the Tzil of the Tzibur. When all the people's Nekudas Tovas are being revealed, and there's a nigun, that's a tefillah, then you're the chav. So there's enough on page 25. Still quoting Rabbi Nachman, we're going to finish up today, Mr. Hashem. V'da shekolechem l'tzadiki ador bo mishkan. Every tzadik ador builds a mishkan. And in note number 8 on the bottom, in the middle, he says, Rabbi Nachman teaches that the donation each individual brought, right, for the mishkan, was a reflection of his personal good point, his Nekudas Tovas. In this sense, the Mishkan was constructed out of the good points of the entire Jewish people. So Tzadiki Hador Bona Mishkan. They're the ones who find the Nekudas Tovas within each person, and he builds the Mishkan out of the Jews. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. And who better than Moshe Rabbeinu to find the Nekudas Tovas in each person? Shem Yisham Mekablin Tinoka Shal Beis Rabban Hevel Piyam Shem Bochei. And to not seem place that the children of the Beis Rabban, their holy breath, when they learn Torah, they learn from a holy breath that has milchait. And he explains in Os 9 in the middle towards the end, Rabbi Nachman adds that pure breath, namely the ability to study Torah in purity and holiness, derives from the spiritual mishkan that the tzaddik builds out of the good points of the Jewish people. So when the tzaddik is building this mishkan, it also allows the tinokas shel beis rabban to be able to learn in purity. And says Rabbi Nachman, b'shvil zehema sim levayikra, that's why little kids, it was the minhag, I don't think it still is, but it used to be the minhag, that they would start from parts of Vayikra. Because Vayikra is what teaches us Tumah and Tahara, specifically Tahara. And he brings it and says, Vayikra is that tzaddik, Shiachol Olake, Kol Toshin, and Tzabachol Echad. And then you have the tzaddik, the biggest tzaddik, and if not the tzaddik Adur, who is able to Olake, to gather together all the Tov. So then, Shinim Tzabachol Echad. He could bring out all the Tov that's found in everyone. This is the biggest tzaddik. He's able to make the whole world one big symphony. And they understand all the bechinas of the mishkan, all the types of things that the tzaddikim were using to build and to draw out of people, to build Klal Yisrael, to build a nation of people who are singing the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing their own confidence song. Shemishal mekablan atinokas hevel p'yam shein bochei. And this is from the place that the tinokas are makabel. The children receive the hevel p'yam, that there's no chait in that place. And the chazal say that the whole world stands on the hevel p'yam. The whole world stands on the tzaddik finding the Nekudas Tovas within each person. The whole world stands on a person finding his own Nekudas Tovas. Because if not for Nikuda Tova, the whole world would not be around. And it's interesting because as we're getting into Purim, the whole meaning is the Nikuda Tova. To the degree that the Arizal says, very interesting, the Arizal says, that on Purim, we try to get to the point where we can even say Baruch Ham. That's right. Absolutely. Yada, bin Araham, Baruch Mordechai. And he says we're supposed to get drunk enough that we actually say Baruch Ham. He says, why? Because it must be. It must be by the definition. If Haman is alive, even in the Russia, there has to be a Nekuda Tova hiding within him that's giving him life. That's surrounded by much klipa, but it's there. And says the Arizal, that's why we try to get drunk in order that we can say Baruch Haman to reveal the Nekuda Tova and to draw it out. The Hamshech, to draw out the Nekuda Tova. Because once you recognize it, once you point at it, you can draw it out. But the Arizal says it, be very careful. That's why we do it with Das. We have to get drunk. It can't be with Das to say Baruch Haman. Because if it would be with Das, then you're going to give light to the klipa. So do it with Das. And that's the whole meaning of Purim. The whole meaning of Purim is to go Mimalas L'chaim, to find the Nekuda Tova. A person feels like he's dead. He feels like he has nothing. But you find that Nekuda Tova, and it comes to Chaim, comes to life, and that's the simple Purim. Turn the page, and let's start right now. Make Hashem. Hashem's help, we're starting right now. The first words of Rabbi Nathan himself, and the Likutei Halacha Zav. So those basic. So the Zeh says Rabbi Nathan, B'chinas Yisraelis Hashena, this holy meaning of finding the Nekudas Tovas, Yichis Oiris Hashena, the awakening of a sleep. And I'll tell you, very interesting, if you know a little bit of the Svarim, by Purim, that Zman of Purim, the Arizal tells us that there was a certain Dormita. Dormita means sleep. He brings from the Medrash. The Medrash says by Avraham Avinu that there was an Ema Chashecha Gedola. There was a great fear that came upon Avraham Avinu. Chashecha, the darkness, Zumadai. Arsim Madai was the gullet that Klal Yisrael was in by Achashverosh. So the darkness, the nighttime, was Madai. Shehich Shecheinayim Shal Yisrael. He darkened the eyes of Yisrael. Different than Yavan and Chanukah. That was a different ending. But here, but Arsim Madai with the Taivus and all the things they tried to get us to do, they darkened our eyes. And there was a dormita for the Arizal, a sleep. So the whole meaning of Purim is to wake up from that sleep. The Zebuchadnezzar of the Sarah Hashem is to awaken ourselves from that sleep, from that state of dormita. Says there another Kishad and Rosh Hashanah and Hashem's Barach. So when a person thinks he sees himself, it appears to him that he's far from Hashem. Zebuchadnezzar Shana. He's like sleeping. Shiach and Shushim B'misa. It's like 1/60th of death. When he searches, machapes, and he beseeches and he begs, and he finds ba'atzma, he's in Nekuda Tova dying, he finds that still that Nekuda Tova dying with that dying, with that little bit that's left, that in that place there's no Russia. From that Nekuda Tova, he gives himself life. And from there you go, he's alive and he's happy. He awakens himself to do the real service of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Before, he thinks he's a loser, he's depressed for some weird reason, because he found a few pagamim, a few sins he's done, he thinks he's totally done. He thinks he's dead. He's darkness. He's nighttime. He's sleeping. And he can't be besimcha. He can't do what is Hashem. He can't do tshuva. He can't do anything. Because of some weird self-perception, some low self-esteem that no one told him to make. He's wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not true. I see many Nekuda Tovas in you. Haraya, you're still alive. If you're still alive, then you're still Nekuda Tovas. And when a person finds that he's mechayim, he's mechayim himself, and ma'orish, ha'atma, what is Hashem, he's parachay, he awakens himself up. So what is Hashem's Zebuchadnezzar, the service of Hashem, that's waking from the sleep, that's waking up from the Duramita, that's getting out of Haman, that's beating Achashverosh, that's why you need Ma'isa or the Simcha, the Sasa, and the Yikar, we should be Zochim at Hashem to a very big Purim, a Purim of Tzilos, a Purim where we find the Kudutot within ourselves, within our families, within Gantz Klai Yisrael, we should be Zochim at Hashem. Everybody have a free open Purim.